This local and regional news update is the service of Liberty Bank in Batesville, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. Liberty Bank. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional news scene. Well, a new poll shows that baby boomers don't believe that Medicare will see them through their retirement. The first boomers will be old enough to qualify on Saturday when the last group reaches 65. That's about 20 years. Medicare will be covering more than 80 million people. There has been over a 20% increase in the price of gasoline since last year at this time, as the cost of the gallon of regular unleaded nudges the $3 mark. A year ago, the price was $2.40 to 45 cents, according to the ArkansasGasPrices.com. The Little Rock and Cabot areas in central Arkansas currently have the lowest prices on a gallon of unleaded, with the prices ranging during the past 24 hours between $2.60 and $2.75 a gallon. You can find higher prices in several other places, including Ash Flat at Mr. Fuel and Conoco, Mr. Fuel at $3.14 a gallon, Conoco at $3.08. In this immediate area, prices range on the average from $2.95 to $2.99 a gallon. And during the last year, there has not been any talk of a supply problem with gas. Come tomorrow, three Independence County government office holders will be serving their last day. County Judge Bill Hicks, County Clerk Karen Wooldridge, and Treasurer Linda Foreman have a combined 67 years service to Independence County. Judge Hicks started in the County Road Department, then moved to the Office of Emergency Services. Of his 16 years in government, the last six have been spent as county judge. Hicks said it has truly been a privilege to serve the county, particularly as county judge, and it was an experience he will always cherish. Wooldridge retires from the county clerk's position, having worked 27 and a half years for the county, the last four as the elected county clerk. Karen says she's going to stay on the farm, rest up, think about what she wants to do next. She said she's a sucker for homeless dogs, currently has 11 that she feeds. She noted that her employees and her other friends in county government are like family to her, and she'll certainly miss them and that. Overall, Karen said it was a great experience. You can visit her on Facebook. Linda Foreman has spent the last 25 years of her life working for Independence County, the last four as your elected treasurer. Linda said she and her husband Boyce plan to travel quite a bit. Boyce works for Pilgrim's Pride and will be retiring on January 15th. Linda said Boyce spent part of his time in the Air Force at Alaska. She said that's the first place they'll visit when it gets warmer. Linda, as well, said she'll definitely miss the family atmosphere of county government and the many friends as a result. And the Lyon College Gymnasium was burglarized sometime late Sunday night or early Monday morning. The sheriff's office said entry was gained by popping the door lock at the rear of the building. Deputy Robert Leonard said eight pairs of women's basketball game shoes were stolen, along with five women's basketball game uniform shorts. He also said a 32-inch Vizio flat-screen TV was taken from the lobby. Case was turned over to the investigative department of the sheriff's office. Leonard said the stolen property is valued at about $1,000. And that brings you right up to date. Gary B. This local and regional news update is a presentation of Liberty Bank in Batesville, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. Liberty Bank.